Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Just like faith works for you, fear works against you. If you're in fear, you won't see when the answer comes. Fear stupefies you. You know it does. People, how many people, don't raise your hand now, I'm just asking you a question now. How many people have done stupid things in a critical situation because of fear? Your tire starts to slide a little bit on some ice. So you slam your brakes on, try to get to the flowboard, and crank your wheel around. Bad move. Is that right? Bad move. Why would somebody do that? They're not thinking. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on of people that have done stuff just in, you know, jerk knee response because of fear. Fear dumbs you down. Fear stupefies you. And there can be an answer right in front of you. And you won't see it because of fear. Have you ever looked for something when you're in too big of a hurry and maybe a little bit panicky and you just did not find it? And you looked 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 and it was right there. That ever happened to you? What did that to you? Fear. Fear blinds you, deafens you, dumbs you down. That's why you won't see it. You won't see the thing you need to see. Because you're not looking for that necessarily. You believe you got a problem. Can't find it. I 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 can't find it. Well, say it 100 times and see how close you get to it. That's not faith. If you lived by faith, what would you say? It's here. The Lord knows where it is. He lives inside me. I'm not just looking for it. I am at present finding it. I'm finding it. That allows the Holy Spirit to just help you. But when you panic and get in fear, read it again. Blessed is a man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. He'll be as a tree planted by the waters that spreads out her roots by the river. This means your water source is not dependent on all the environment around about you. You got your own connection to water. Your root has worked its way through the dirt and is actually stuck out a little bit in the river. So while other trees are drying up, bone dry, and everybody's hollering about this and that, you're thinking, I don't see it.
That's right.
I don't see what the big deal is. Why? Because you tapped into the river.
That's right.
Let's back up to what he started, verse 7. What kind of person it is? Why are they that way? Because they are trusting in the Lord, not in flesh, not in man. And he shall not see when the heat comes. Man, it's hot in the drought out here. You go, really?
Right.
Hadn't noticed I got this massive leaf canopy. Is that right? And I've got, let's see, last count was 270 root tips that are accessing the river. Actually, we have our own temperature zone over here. Well, it's cooler in the shade, you know that. It's cooler by the water, you know that. Is that right? You are not experiencing the same thing they are. Because you're living by faith. By faith. Yes. Hallelujah. And your trust is in Him. Yes. And only in Him. Yes. Is everybody listening? Yes. Now we need to get more into that. Hallelujah. She'll not see when the heat comes, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful, or one, another translation says sorrowful, in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. When other trees dry up and die, you are still producing fruit in the middle of a drought. Glory to God. Who are we describing? Who are we describing? Only if you live a life of trusting God or living or walking by faith. Hallelujah. Did you go to Chronicles? Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Living by faith. In Jesus. Hallelujah. Trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe. In His sheltering arms. I'm living by faith. And I feel no alarm. Anybody know that song? Come on, anybody know? You ever heard that song? Man, I'm seeing puzzled looks all across the country. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love, from all harm safe in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. How many never heard that song? I want to see you never. Oh, my, my. Well, we'll be singing that at the end of the service. And was it the way I sang it, or you really never heard it before? Wow, man. That's a standard, been around long, long. Well, God time, couple hours. wow. Go to Isaiah. I know I told you Chronicles, but I don't think you're quite ready for Chronicles. You have to be prepped for Chronicles. You need to be ready for Chronicles. Isaiah 12. I think we just need to keep camping on this for a little bit. Tell me what the remedy is for being afraid. Trust in God. What's the solution? Is it possible to get completely free from fear?
Yes.
Is it possible to be free from all fears?
Yes.
It is, but you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to make a choice that instead of yielding to the fear, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to trust what He told me. Trust in His Word. I'm going to trust that He's with me. The 23rd Psalm. Anybody remember that? Yeah. Don't turn there. We got enough places we're going to be. You could probably quote that one. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He what? Green pastures. Leads me beside. Still waters. Stores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What? 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 I will fear no evil, for your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, you reckon in the valley of the shadow of death, you might hear some things and feel some things and see some things that would try to shake you and move you and scare you and put you in fear.
Yes, sir.
But what did he say? I will fear no evil. This is a choice.
That's right.
When you see I will, somebody decided something. When feelings of fear come, it's good to immediately begin to say, I refuse to fear. Fear, I resist you. I refuse to fear. But you can't stop there. What time I'm afraid, what did the psalmist say? I will trust. Now, immediately, once you've said, no, I refuse to fear. Fear, I resist you. Now, immediately, you need to get to talking about his rod and his staff and how big he is and what he said to you and how he gave his angels charge concerning you. Is that right? How they encamp round about you. They'll bear you up in their hands, and with long life, he's going to satisfy you. That means you're going to make it through this, and that you die right now, you would make it to long life, but you're coming out on the other side.
Right.
I'm making it all the way. You get to thinking about what he said and who he is and what he is, and trust in that, and that delivers you from the fear.
Amen.
The more you believe that, the less the fear is a factor. Get away from what if. Well, what if this happens? And what if that doesn't happen? And what if I don't get this? And what if they lay everybody off at the plant? And what if I lose my job? And what if my savings and my investment? And what if something happens to that? And what if this? And what if that? And what if the other? That is choosing to think on the wrong thing and talk about the wrong thing. And you will not be able to get free from fear. You will be stuck in it because that is not trusting God. That is not faith. That's choosing to yield to it. The moment something comes to you to try to shake you and scare you, you immediately, something on the inside of you needs to stand up. What about? What about? What if? What if? It doesn't matter. God will be with us. He's kept me this far. He will be there. Whatever we need, we will have. Is that right? Didn't he say that he meets all our needs? Didn't he say we've given, we got good seed in the ground? Is that right? We're going to reap a harvest. God's going to take care of us. He's going to lead us, guide us, direct us, protect us. You get to talking about that is a choice to trust in what he told you, and that immediately the feelings of the fear, trepidation, dread will begin to back off. It'll immediately just begin to leave you while you trust him. Somebody say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me